I think what's really wrong with me is I ate at Taco Bell yesterday.
And it is the riot. Wait. Hold up. You had Taco Bell and?
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral Buffet?
Yeah.
How are you still standing?
Well, no, but that's what you have to understand is I went to the buffet where I got clogged. And then I went to And then I went to Taco Bell, you know, to even it out.
Oh,
so that's why today I'm in perfect balance.
Well, in this podcast, you'll hear, did you include OB spent part of the weekend in Indianapolis?
It's in there. I talked about the buffet.
But you didn't mention Taco Bell.
No, you know, I actually forgot about it. And I was checking in on Instagram and I was like, oh, yeah, I ate at Taco Bell yesterday.
They had a really good day.
Dude, you know what? Let me tell you something about... We tried that prickly pear Mountain Dew in the cans, and we were like, eh, it's all right, whatever. I had it from the fountain at Taco Bell yesterday.
To die.
That
was good.
Was delicious.
Really?
It was. I was like, oh, I wonder what it tastes like from the fountain. Oh, my gosh.
It's like you get when you're a kid and you get a juice box. Now we're like prickly pear.
You know what? That's
how it is.
That's a very good way to say it, because that's how I thought. It was just like, is anybody watching? I want that. This is very good.
Like, you shouldn't have it, but you're going to have it.
I'm going to go back up and get a little bit more.
Okay, then you need to try, because last week I tried the mango pineapple Starbucks Frappuccino, and the other new flavor is prickly pear.
Oh, really?
So that's,
right.
That's
the
second Frappuccino flavor. And so what if you're this prickly pear, like...
Person,
and you had no idea.
I'm not sure, because it was prickly pear lemonade Mountain Dew. There's so many layers to that. So many layers.
It seems like they melted a sweet tart and just put it in a cup.
Yeah, and put a little water in there. It was sugar water, not just water.
Your body's like, all right, and we have Timbits in the, we have little donut holes in the break room right now.
Yeah, not
so
that
you
I'm
probably
excited.
Should go and level back up or something.
Yeah, I'll eat those and then
crash
I should be
around lunch.
I think I'm going to be fully toxed. Like, we've detoxed, but this is going to be a full tox.
You retoxed and you've hydro-toxed.
Hydro-toxed. That's real. It's a thing.
Definitely enjoy this podcast. You will hear stories of Obi's trip.
Yeah, there's not much. I don't know. Like, I mean, for the trip, obviously the podcast is amazing.
We tried the Pepsi Fire.
Pepsi Fire. What happened to my toaster? Nikki buys some movie seats. That thing with Anonymous and Alien Life. Ooh. You're listening in the future right now. Are there aliens? And now we know for sure.
Or are they just prickly pears?
I'll tell you what. If the aliens come handing out prickly pear.
You're going to drink
it. We'll just welcome them with open arms.
That's right. That's the way to come.
That's going to be it. So you guys enjoy the podcast. Nikki and I, to go look into this Timbit situation.
You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day.
I'm investing in international relations. It's the riot.
My favorite part of the worst of the riot, when they shut up and the music starts. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I woke up this morning with a desire to do something different than what I would normally do. A lot of times I'll get up and make some eggs and maybe put in like some cheese and, you know, something. And this morning I was like, no. This morning I'm going to have peanut butter toast and I'm going to put a banana on it.
And it's going to be delicious.
Good. Yeah. And that's when I went over and I got my friend Hello Kitty. I have a Hello Kitty toaster. It doesn't matter why, but I have one.
And you've had it for a long time.
A long time. And so I put Hello Kitty on the counter. We talked briefly, as we often do. I plugged her in. I put the bread in the toaster and pressed it down, and there was a bright flash of light. And that was Hello Kitty's soul escaping to heaven because the toaster.
The toaster got fried.
That's it.
It got burned.
That was the end of the toaster. So,
will you replace her, or shall you go with something that's completely different this time?
I don't know. I was just thinking to myself.
Do you want a normal toaster or a novelty toaster?
That is a good question. I don't know. Maybe it's just early, but I just stood there for a long time looking at the toaster. Just like...
Because you got no toast.
Huh. Toaster. What am I supposed to do with this toaster now? Do I throw it away? And then I thought, like, well, if I throw it away and my roommates see it, they'll be like, "What? Why did he throw away the toaster? What is he doing?" So I just left a note on it that said...
That it's gone.
I died this morning. So,
well, it's not like you can go, it's not usually in the price range where you can go and take it to a repair shop. So
I think it's done.
Yeah, probably so.
I think it's the end. Boy, when you put toaster into Amazon, there are just so many options here.
So I said you got to decide. Do you want novelty or do you want toaster? This is your chance. You can have something you've never had before.
Some of these toaster options are absurd. Like they...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, really?
What?
Are we saying, like, because we're throwing stones in a toaster house?
Listen, no, because I know what you're saying. You're saying, like, oh, it's ridiculous that I had a Hello Kitty toaster.
But some might say that would be absurd.
What I mean is there's a lot of options here, and I think there's maybe too many options. That's all I'm saying.
Think of it like houses. Do you want like a two-story toaster, you know, a big ranch toaster that's got like four slots?
Hey.
Pick what you want.
Wow, look at this, a Snoopy hot dog toaster.
Oh, now that's
you
not
You put what... hot dogs and buns in it. It's specifically designed for this purpose.
Hey, that's not what you were looking for. That's not at all what you were looking for.
I'll put that in the break room here. I can just have hot dogs for lunch or breakfast every day.
Yeah, it seems like it'll pay for itself, right?
That looks amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yes, it's this Smart Planet HDT1S Peanut Snoopy Hot Dog Toaster Red.
You are not in the right area.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
And this morning on my way in, I saw a large poster or something on the side of the road, like marquee, cardboard cutout, standee, whatever, I don't know.
That's something that did not belong on the side of the road?
No, it was supposed to be there. It was of Optimus Prime encouraging me to get an oil change. And it, I don't know if it's like...
I thought you meant like it was a traffic or construction thing, but yeah. You just mean someone selling something.
Yeah, like Optimus Prime wanted me to stop in at this one oil change place because... like, nothing makes my car more prime than getting rid of that grime. Or
that's how, like, you become optimized.
Whatever the heck it is. And I looked at it and I thought, you know, an oil change place doesn't get a chance to get a tie-in with a major motion picture. You don't get that very often. They're probably thrilled.
To have something?
They're probably pumped.
Well,
they're driving into work, they pull in, and they're like, man, what's up, Optimus?
This would have been their highlight, though, because they had that and then Cars 3.
Right, but then you have to wonder, like, those were the two options for the summer. It's a roll of the dice. You know, do you have Lightning McQueen telling you to come in, and if you want your car to run like lightning, get your oil changed here? Or do you want to be prime all of the time?
Oh my gosh, it's coming out, Obi.
It just keeps happening, right?
It just keeps going.
It just keeps happening. So, if you want, you know, which one are you going with? They went with Transformers, and I'll tell you, it might not have been the best choice, at least according to these box office results.
So, what were some of the numbers? Because Transformers that was released earlier this last week.
Yes. So, Transformers in the United States has brought in $69 million. 45
Since
million.
Since Tuesday?
Yes. And that, see, this is where the numbers start getting real shady. So it came out on Tuesday night. So if you take its money since Tuesday night, in the United States, it's $69
million. Yeah.
If you do its weekend, it's $45 million. And then, and this is the one that becomes the big fallback savior moment for them.
What did it make in China?
Well, if you take its total overseas money, $196 million, which brings its global box office, so the United States and everywhere else, $265 million.
That's enough, I think, to continue the franchise.
Well, it is still, as far as the U.S. is concerned, it is the lowest first, like, opening weekend for a Transformer movie ever. So, a little franchise fatigue.
It could be, but if it still makes enough internationally, they don't care. Well, they do care. They're sad about it, and they want to change that.
Okay. It made 40% more money than Pirates of the Caribbean did.
Sure.
So they're excited about that. That's a thing.
It's not the same. What's the studio for Transformers?
Well, I mean, it's Paramount, like, distributes it. I don't know who the studio is that made it, but, like, whatever Michael Bay's thing is. Pirates is Disney.
Yes, it's not the same.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, they'll make back their money, but there's not been any huge runaway hits as far as the summer action is concerned. Even Guardians of the Galaxy, which still did fine, like, it did not have the runaway success
Well, it didn't take over things. Yeah. Yeah, it didn't take over things. And I don't know. It's just, it's been what it's been.
So for the year, the top grossing film of the entire year, Beauty and the Beast. It is up over, and again, this is just in the U.S., but it's over $500 million. Guardians 2, $380 million. Wonder Woman at $318 million. So there's a very good chance that that will end up making more than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure.
Logan came in at number 4, and The Fate of the Furious at 5 with $225 million. So this is one of those things where some of the movies that we've mentioned, like The Fate of the Furious, the last one made over $1 billion domestically. So, you know, wait, is that might not be right.
It might be worldwide.
That might have been its worldwide.
I think that's worldwide.
Okay, well, forget that part, but it was still a lot of money.
Everything else is right, all right?
I mean, according to Box Office Mojo, it is.
The Worst of the Riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the Riot on Radio U.
This week, Twitch is going to be streaming yet another TV show, and you're like, Twitch, they don't do TV shows. No, they keep grabbing up shows and streaming them.
All the episodes.
Right. So they did, was it a couple of weeks ago? They did a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood stream that went on for more than a week, I think. It was actually super long. And today, I'm excited about this. They're starting a week-long stream of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Now, it's not up yet. I was just on Twitch looking, and it's not. So,
but it is supposed to happen sometime soon.
It's supposed to happen sometime today, and they're going to be viewing, let's see, 38 classic episodes will air from June 26th through July 3rd. So only 38 episodes, and they're like 90 minutes apiece usually. So my guess is they're showing them over and over again.
There was some other show they did too. What was it?
There
before
was
the Mr. Rogers.
I don't remember what the other one was, but you're right. They took another one. But in both of those cases, they were things I didn't care very much about, and this is something I love.
Well, they're not going to pick anything too major.
Right. No, you're right. Like, I get it. Like, I understand that.
Oh, I always forget Amazon owns Twitch as well.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I forget about that, too. So, Mystery Science Theater 3000, of course, there's The Return on Netflix, which is newly updated. That, I really hope that gets a second season. Like, I loved it so much. I have seen, there are actually episodes of it I like so much, I've seen them twice.
Really?
Yes.
We'll see how it actually goes. Or how did it go if it was enough to get another season?
In fact, I would go as far as to say that if you're only going to watch one, you should watch Avalanche. Because there's like 13 episodes. And Mystery Science Theater 3000, The Return, Avalanche.
But that's the Netflix one, right?
It's so funny. It is about this ski resort where they have an avalanche. And it is, dude, it's fantastic. But I'm so watching this. In fact, it, like, you know, it's just a stream on Twitch, but maybe it'll be fun. It'll be just like when people used to watch TV together. I'll be watching Twitch. There'll be a chat open. Other people will be watching Twitch.
Well, if you're a fan of Mystery Science Theater, the 38 episodes out of the 197 episodes that are possible to air, the stream will feature 38. That is the most extensive collection of Mystery Science Theater 3000 ever assembled for a marathon.
Fantastic.
So for fans, this is a bigger thing.
Every, or at least the last couple of years, they've done the Turkey Day Marathon, which I have poked my head on a couple of times, so you could actually watch Mystery Science Theater on Thanksgiving, which was nice. Because, man, once you get past the parade, I'm not watching the dog show. Like, I gotta have something else.
Yeah, who'd want to watch that? That's crazy.
It is. It's ridiculous.
The Riot.
They hate me. They hate you. They hate us.
Why else would they make us listen to The Worst of the Riot? Radio U.
So I had some, I met friends and family from the West Coast, and we were in a bunch of us, and then we were in Indianapolis over the weekend.
Ta-da!
Like, we're just some people and stuff. In fact, people from all over. We're just in Indianapolis this weekend. So we met in the middle, and I picked them up, and there was conversation. We were talking about gotta eat, And Nikki, yesterday I ended up at Golden Corral.
You did?
Yeah, because they have Golden Corrals, I believe, all over the United States, but none where they live. And so
it's a favorite.
I was just like, all right, fine, let's go to Golden Corral. And I went to what was in reality a very good Golden Corral yesterday. And I went for their Sunday brunch. I got in 5 minutes before the switchover, so I got a hefty discount.
Can I ask, though, because we've been to Golden Corral. We sometimes go, it's called, what do we call it?
Buffet Club.
We go every,
look at that. It's been so long that you don't remember what it's called?
I completely forgot. But what blows my mind is it's already like a buffet there. So what do they do to add on to it to make it a Sunday buffet?
There was steak.
Like a Sunday brunch?
Because they had like breakfast food.
I guess maybe that's it. Because when we go at lunch, they don't have breakfast food.
That's right. They don't. Mm. So, I mean, like they had bacon and eggs and sausage and just like breakfast food.
I bet that tastes better than the lunch one. Not that there's anything wrong with a lunch one, but
I got in on the breakfast at the very end.
Sure.
The only thing I will tell you is it tasted like they had taken the bacon and dumped an extra thing of salt on it.
Maybe. That's how like, it stays on the line
maybe
so
that's
fresh.
That's their secret.
That's the secret sauce, the seasoning.
What I couldn't figure out is like what are they putting in that?
What do you mean?
I mean, like I had what felt like about a handful of food and I was like, I can't eat anymore.
Well, that's the sodium in all of it.
I've had so much to eat right now. I'm so full.
I'm sure that's why.
I was like, what have you guys done to this food that I've eaten so little and yet I couldn't possibly put any more in my body?
What's the Chinese food thing? The MSG?
They just put extra MSG on it.
But it's just the buffet version of it.
Oh my gosh. I had a plate, very little food.
Yeah.
And the thing that gets me though is that I get sucked in. I want more of their biscuits, and they don't have butter. You understand? It's just honey spread, like not butter.
There's no butter in the name.
We don't even know if there's any butter in it
at all.
It's a
spread.
It's a spread that tastes like honey. So honey spread.
Yeah.
You know. So it's a little honey spread. Spread the honey. So that's.
That's what you did yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what was your highlight of the weekend? Golden Corral brunch. That's what I did.
I had no idea.
It was something. Yeah. And then we went to a museum.
Well, I'm jealous. So jealous. So very jealous.
Hey, man, Golden Corral, Nikki. And it sounds like we're going to need to bring Buffet Club back because you don't even remember what it's called.
No, I don't mind trying Buffet Club, but can we try a breakfast Buffet Club?
Where are we going to find a breakfast?
They only serve it on Sundays. I thought it was a daily thing.
Maybe it is.
If not, maybe we need to just branch out and start meeting Sunday morning for breakfast.
No offense.
You don't want to see me on Sunday morning?
It's not you.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to see anyone from here. Like, I don't want us to start getting together for Sunday breakfast. You know what? Last week when I snuck off and got breakfast at one place, there was a guy... there's like this whole like group of people that meet for breakfast over here at the White Castle.
Yeah.
They all know all the people that work in there by name. They all know each other by name. They're yelling across the way. I had obviously stumbled into something where I wasn't unwelcome, but I wasn't part of the gang. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that.
We could have a Sunday version.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to know what it's like when we do go to breakfast, check out our YouTube channel. We skipped work last week. We went to breakfast. It was not a buffet.
No, it wasn't nearly as magnificent as your Sunday brunch sounds, but it was pretty good.
There was no honey spread.
Well, we went to IKEA, and that is available at Radio U Riot on Facebook, or if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you can also see our videos there.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
You're on vacation, and it's the longest vacation of your entire life. Where do you not want to spend it? Well, I've got an idea where I don't want to spend 2,000 consecutive days.
Oh, it's the guy who went every day or has been there every day?
He's been there every day since January 1st, 2012.
To Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland, which sucks even more. Sorry, Anaheim or wherever the heck it is.
Well, if you've gone to both, you know, one is, it seems smaller and...
Not as good.
Not as...
Good.
Spectacular.
This may be the other one.
Man, no offense to him, but every time I go to Disneyland or Disney World... It's out of obligation for someone else in the party, like a family member or someone who wants to go. And I find it sometimes miserable there.
Well,
sometimes it's great, but it's usually hot and crowded and very expensive.
He says it's great. His name's Jeff. He's an Air Force veteran, and he's been going every day since January 1st of 2012.
What pass? Oh, so he just has a...
He keeps getting an annual pass.
Annual pass. Okay. Well, that's
how
the only...
How much is that? Let's see.
$1,000 or something.
Annual pass. Here we go.
$800, $900.
Annual pass options. This is Walt Disney World. I need a Disneyland annual pass. I mean, do you think... Like, do you have to sign over, like, a family member or something like that?
It's like that. I looked into it because my family's in Southern California. So every so often, if we go to the one in Anaheim, we think, well, maybe if you go enough, it's worth it just to have the annual pass. But when I looked it up, I think I dropped my phone.
I can't tell if this is what it costs to get in for a day or a year.
A day is $100 and something.
The prices seem absurd no matter how you look at it. No, you can get a pass between $600 and $1,000.
Yeah.
It just depends on what kind that you want. So there are
and
some...
per person.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... You're not bringing friends.
Just in case
Mickey
you thought...
Mickey is your friend!
Just in case you thought, like, this was the sort of pass where it's you and one friend who's, yeah, like, no, a relative. No, it's per person.
That's absurd right there. So, yeah, so between $600 and $1,000. But, I mean, in fairness, you know what, Nikki? It pays for itself in 10 days.
And he has obviously utilized it.
He's going 365 days a year. That's as little as... You could be going to Disney for as little as $3 a day.
Why doesn't he just get a job there?
Well,
then he would be going every day and getting paid. And he loves it so much.
You know what, Nikki? As someone that kept going somewhere they absolutely loved to visit and then eventually got a job there, I will tell you that it takes some of the magic out.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
It does. It
hey,
does.
If he's going every day, I think some of the magic I would have assumed would have been lessened.
He says it's not. He says even doing like Walt, sitting down and people watching, just enjoying the atmosphere.
Well, since he's retired.
He goes every day. He says he likes to listen to the music, interact with cast members. His favorite ride is the Matterhorn. So,
what does he get for this?
Nothing.
Does he get anything?
I don't know who figured out that he'd been there every day, but Disney put out a press release like, hey guys, this guy's come every day.
Don't you want to come one day? Because that's all we can afford.
For 2,000 days. And he's still finding new things to do here at Disneyland. It's a magical place.
Hey, it keeps you busy. And I guess that's good.
All right. Even after he pays for the annual whatever, how do you... Do you think he eats there? Because how could you afford to eat there every day?
I am shocked. I actually don't know.
Maybe he's the guy that's just like, hey, if you go behind this restaurant at 1 o'clock, they throw away the breakfast buffet.
He knows all the tricks.
So you can just go back there and eat.
If it's just one person, it's not that bad. But if you're going with a group of friends, and
okay,
if you're on anybody else's account and stuff, that's when it can really rack up some amazing numbers.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But Nikki, it's for 2,000 days in a row.
True.
Yeah. For a day,
true.
$12 for a French fry doesn't seem unreasonable. But on your 2,000th day, it's like, okay, that Air Force retirement must have killer benefits.
True.
Wow.
Congratulations to him for 2,000 consecutive days at Disney.
So today should be 2,004. So he's on his way to 3.
Almost there.
Keep it going.
They should give him one free year. He should be getting free stuff for that.
Disney doesn't do that.
I know they don't believe in that.
They don't believe in anything free. Okay. That entire company is based on you paying them for the privilege of interacting with their IP.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation.
Chief, she's...
Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot. Obviously. Radio U.
Thanks to Hudson, the founder of The Feast. Nikki said, and I quote, let's just open the bottle.
Hudson cares about our riot food fights.
Yeah, but we didn't feel like playing the music because it was a lot of work.
Well, no, okay, this one, it's been out for a little bit. And
in fairness, Hudson brought it to us last week.
We even forgot about it after that. But yes, normally with our riot food fights, they get a little bit more fanfare. But this is Pepsi Fire.
Pepsi Fire.
Which I feel like came out like maybe a month ago. Maybe. I can't remember.
Ooh, it has a reddish tint while I pour.
Because I'm looking at...
Now, I'm going to hand this to you.
Gentle.
Please be careful.
It's going across the board.
Okay.
It's going across my equipment.
I
got
okay.
it. We're good. But yeah, when because the light's coming through at the window, I can see the bottle.
You
when you pour it, it has a red tinge to it.
It does. In fact, like, it's not, it doesn't have that real dark. Huh. Well, there you go. There's some red there.
Pepsi.
What?
Now, no? Okay. Right. Whenever you say no offense, what does that mean?
It means you're about to offend me.
I'm sorry. I've never liked Pepsi. I only like Diet Coke. And I like it very cold. This is Pepsi Fire, so it's supposed to be like a cinnamony taste to it.
I'm trying to smell it, and I keep getting little bubbles in my nose.
Yeah.
Well,
let's just try it.
You can smell the cinnamony smell.
Yes, you can.
All right.
So you try it first.
That's all right. Sure.
Yes, it tastes just like Pepsi.
Does it?
Yeah. I can get a little bit of the cinnamon on the aftertaste. Like, I sometimes will have, like, cinnamon over apples. Okay. You just get that little bit of the cinnamon powder towards the end.
I think you need to leave it in the palate a little longer.
I do. You need to make it work. Swish it around like the wine people do.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I can definitely taste the cinnamon, and you want, I like it.
It feels like it's a Pepsi that's been left out, but then cold again.
Okay, so you're saying it's lost some fizz.
Lost some fizz, but it's got some punch to it.
Okay.
But then rechilled.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Well, and that's just that Pepsi. Pepsi to me always tastes a little bit more flat, but I think that's just the Pepsi taste to it.
Well, my thought is that calling it Pepsi Fire, it's not...
It's not spicy.
It's not spicy hot, but like it does taste like cinnamon, but calling it Pepsi Cinnamon would not... That wouldn't work, because no one would buy that.
Now, cinnamon's supposed to be good for, like, helping your body. So maybe this is like a healthy fire.
You don't have...
But I couldn't drink the whole thing. Like, I'm done. I had a couple of sips and I'm done.
No, I could drink the whole thing. I'm just looking... Just to be clear, there's no actual cinnamon anywhere in this beverage.
There's not?
No, none at all. Like, no cinnamon. Carbonated water, corn syrup, artificial flavor, caramel color, phosphoric acid.
It's just corn.
Corn sugar?
Corn sugar.
Caffeine, sodium benzoate. Yeah, like, there's no, there isn't a single bit of actual cinnamon. It's cinnamon flavored.
But not with actual cinnamon?
No actual cinnamon. I think it's all right.
Well, thank you, Hudson, for giving us Pepsi Fire.
I would drink the rest of this.
Makes me sneeze. Actually, in all fairness, I was sneezing ahead of time.
That's a weird one, but I still like it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Pepsi Fire. Man, I'll tell you what. Like, it's summer. It's hot. Could you... You know, I was talking. Could you not interrupt me while I'm talking? Please.
It hurts so bad. That's a really big sneeze. Oh, it hurt my nose and my chest.
I laugh when Nikki hurts.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I need to know for a friend who likes to bite his fingernails. Where, for those of you that don't bite your fingernails, where are you at on this? Because for me, I bite my nails and, you know...
Your friend does?
My friend bites his nails. And... He doesn't just fling the fingernails like willy-nilly. He throws them away.
Sure.
You know, bite the fingernails, throw them away. That's what you do. Like, that's civilized. But, you know, is that gross? Like, when you see somebody collecting their fingernails in something?
I swear. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And I never thought of it like that. Like, the people that have, what's the chaw or something? Or you keep it in a cup?
Yeah. So... Well, I bit the nail off my thumb there while we were doing our thing. And I was like, it's in this cup here. I'm going to throw the cup away.
I'm just worried because the cup is for something else. So my fear is...
You're going to get this cup.
I was like, hey, I needed a cup. Thank you for getting it for me. Whereas if you put it in a tissue or something, it'd be better.
Okay. So your fear is that you're going to dig this cup out of the trash and then end up using
it. No. My fear is you'd leave it over there and somebody would be like, oh, this cup is perfectly good. And they don't see your fingernails stuff in the bottom.
It fades into it.
And so they put it back in the cabinet and then that's the one I pick.
Okay.
That's my fear. And I already drank
very
water.
Specific fear.
Remember? I already drank water at Bob Evans once.
Yeah,
with the
waiters.
Right,
that happened.
There was a fingernail in it, and I thought it was a lemon seed. And I'm still not over it.
Why?
Because it was in my mouth.
It actually seems very reasonable to not be over it.
No, your body shuts down and your mind shuts down and you just don't know how to cope with what happened.
Yeah. Well, my dad says better to collect them than eat them. He just texted me. He's got a good point. Like, I don't want to swallow them.
True. True.
Are you okay?
It's just, I just don't want to hear about it. I don't want to think that you're doing that.
I mean, I'm not picking my nose and wiping it on stuff. Just biting my fingernails.
Why? Let's get to the heart of the problem. Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Do you not like them? What do they symbolize?
It comforts me when I chew them off.
Does it? Like,
yeah, it brings me comfort. I'm very nervous in here. And I'm not going to say what, but I feel like at least that someone judges me. And I don't know what to do, and so I'm acting out.
This is how you can cope with that, because you're in control of the nail biting, but you're not in control of anything else.
Oh, do you know the sweet sensation of pulling a good nail off? It's just like, ah.
With your teeth, or do you pull it off with your fingers?
You know, it just depends.
Just depends on the moment?
Yeah. Well, you know, where are you? So.
Heaven help us if you're over there and I just start hearing clip, clip, and you're clipping your nails. Just bring nail clippers.
Oh, no, you don't get the same release.
Satisfaction.
you give them tearing off a good nail.
Rip.
It's just like, yes, that's perfect.
Weird. What? All right, well, just
I don't even, I mean, I do know I do it, but like it's mostly like all of a sudden I'll be in here biting my nails. I'm like, why am I so nervous? Well, we all know why. So then you just.
Rip it off and put it in the cup.
Yeah, put it in the cup. So. What?
Nothing wrong with that.
It's fine. Perfectly I'll tell you what, fine. Nikki. I'll farmer hanky into this cup, and then it'll just it'll be super obvious that you shouldn't be using
this
cup.
What's a farmer hanky?
So, you're not familiar.
What's that about?
Oh, that's when you blow your nose with nothing.
Oh, like in the air?
Yeah, so I was just like, you know, like you hold one nostril, give a good blow, and then it just kind of.
Farmer's hanky.
Well, because farmer's out in the field. He doesn't have nothing. So he's just.
What's wrong?
He's just with the plants. It's already. All the manure out there is just one more thing.
Just do what you have. Whatever is over there is fine. Just do what you got to do.
I'm telling you, that eye patch, you could see half of this. Just half as much as you do right now.
It's all fine. Whatever you do, it's fine. Okay?
It's fine.
Just like that. It's fine. I have to say to make it okay all the time.
Why is it suddenly so cold in here?
It's fine, and I'm not grossed out by you, and I appreciate working with you, and it doesn't change our relationship.
It's very organic.
It's fine.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing?
Okay, did you hear this about NASA and Anonymous over the weekend?
So basically what Anonymous has said, the hacking group, that they're just moments away from releasing what they say are special... What's the word? Stuff that they hacked.
Yeah, they say that they have hacked NASA's mainframe.
And they have things.
Something.
Yeah, that they have things that would unveil that there is alien life.
Right. So this is one of those things. My questions about it, you know, Anonymous saying, hey, NASA is about to unveil to the world that they have found evidence of intelligent life. I got a couple of questions. First off, is it really Anonymous? Meaning that. Like, is it the actual anonymous people that are doing this?
Or is it someone who's pretending
to be them? Because, you know, they're kind of decentralized. It's not like, you know, they put
it's
out
an
a
organization.
Well,
yeah.
It is, but, you know, they're not putting out a press release, you know, like, I don't know, Disney or White House or whatever.
It was their video that they normally do.
Okay. So, well, it looks like it. And it looks like it's their YouTube channel. So there's that. Okay. Then the other part of it is, like, I don't think NASA's going to come out and be like, hey, we got a voicemail from these people. It's going to be something like, we found our rock. Okay.
Well, by saying alien life, it could be like you found a plant or something
no,
along.
No. There's a key word in this phrase. Mm-hmm. Intelligent alien life.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
So, I mean, it would be one thing to find a microbe on Mars. They're saying intelligent alien life.
A smart plant.
It's a plant with...
It'll do your emails.
You'd be amazed by the stuff it would do.
It's like the plant that you'd put in your kitchen and you can talk to it and get the time and the... Yeah. You can get the weather and it'll play music for you. Amazon is going to be releasing it soon.
Intelligent alien plant, play Pandora.
Something like that.
You have to speak directly to it. There are key phrases that it knows. So that's the word. And they say that it's coming. Like they're going to whatever. This is either going to be like a huge embarrassment for Anonymous or...
Or there's some like asterisk that we don't get. And there is something, but it's not like what we're thinking.
Well, there's a third option.
Uh-huh.
There could be aliens.
So it could be my real. Mind can't do that.
Like you can't even grab it?
I don't even think that there ever could be.
Well, see, my thought is it would take, even if an alien walked through this door.
I wouldn't even believe it.
He flew through the door.
What prank video is this for?
Exactly. You'd never believe it.
Yeah.
You would never believe it.
Unless, what was that movie that freaked me out?
Signs?
No.
The Mel Gibson one?
No, the Tom Cruise one with the horn.
War of the Worlds.
Unless I heard the horn. Unless I heard that horn thing. That would do something.
I will say this, Nikki.
And I don't want that to happen.
Nikki and I both had a bad experience with that. It was scary.
Well, it was just very intense. And I had just gotten off a very long plane ride. And I think I was a little jet lagged. And it did something. Because I don't want to be sucked into anything and splurted out.
And blown out as the red stuff.
I don't want to. I say no to that. So if they're going to tell me
please
that there's
don't do that
in life, I reject it. And I am sticking my head in the sand. I don't believe anything.
So, well, what do you think is going to happen?
Nothing. Like, nothing.
Do you think this just disappears? It just goes away?
Probably.
So do you think, all right, do you think that Anonymous hacked NASA and found something and then NASA's just going to be like, no, it's not real?
Maybe. I think probably NASA has to have files on everything. So even the people that are like, no, I was taken up to the ship and here's my rendering of it.
A drawing?
Something like that. And I don't know. I don't want to think about it anymore.
I guess we'll see. Like I'm curious, but you guys knew I would be. But we'll see. What if later today NASA comes out and says like no alien life is real?
Nope.
I'm ordering pizza.
Yeah, the day keeps going.
I'm staying. I probably won't be in tomorrow. I'm just gonna take the day to think about it.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Remember, you can call us, you can text us, and you know what? We'll even pretend like that person in your car is not a mannequin just so you can go in the carpool lane.
In the carpool lane?
All right?
Like a lot of people do that.
We're not going to tell anybody.
I mean, I know, yes, you can get a break on the traffic for a little bit, but that is not legal to do that.
It's not. We got a guy here in Charleston, Massachusetts, who totally got busted for it over the weekend.
And he had the mannequin?
Yep, he did. He actually had two mannequins in the car, which I love that.
He's going extra, like he really wants you to believe it.
That I know. That to me, there's a level of commitment when you have two mannequins in the car.
Because at first he's probably like, you know, if you were looking at him, you wouldn't think, well, that guy has two mannequins. You wouldn't assume someone would do that.
No, you just assume that, you know.
That was like, all fine.
That the two mannequins is the thing that's supposed to keep you from looking again.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to be like, oh, sign. And then... It's you just keep going, whatever. But some police spotted him in the HOV lane, and a trooper had to, and I quote, intervene because the car kept going.
Sure.
And so they ended up having to chase him down a little bit.
Well, what if it was his friends telling him? He just comes off as just losing it.
We thought it was the guy in front of us.
Yeah. No. So do they take the mannequins from him?
No, it's not illegal to have a mannequin in the car with you, Nikki. You can drive all you want, anytime you want, with a mannequin in the car.
So they can't take them, but he is not allowed to drive in that lane.
Right. What I think he really should do, and this is going to take some commitment. Like, it's really going to take some commitment. But I think he should go to court with the mannequin and say that...
How dare?
Yes.
How dare they say that they're not
that
real.
That they're not real people.
Oh,
and that mannequin to him, that's his wife. And she goes to work with him every day. And who do they think they are that they can say that they aren't people?
That takes a whole nother level of commitment. Like, he's got to be prepared to commit to that life.
Here's the thing. Like, who blinks first?
Yes, that's how it is. It's like a game of chicken. The judge, the court system, or this guy?
Who blinks? All right. Because I think you go in and pour your heart out, get all weepy, and talk about, you know, again, how dare you say that, you know, Misty is not real. You know, I'm talking you. And just to be clear, the level of commitment that you're going
to
need.
You're going to have to go for it.
You might need to go and take a class just to make sure that you're all the way in there. You know, you're ready.
Ready to go. Which also then, the other side of the question is, well, if he didn't, what's the ticket? What is the charge?
I don't know.
Because I don't know if it's worth all that work. It seems exhausting to start committing to your family of mannequins.
Okay, I'm not going
to
mention...
Compared to spending like $100 on a ticket.
I'm not going
to
mention any names, but do you remember a certain someone in this building who was in a traffic accident and was not at fault, but had to go to court, and the guy showed up representing himself, and he had charts and graphs and like all these things that he wanted to present.
True.
Some people, Nikki,
have time to do that.
They're in. They're all the way in. So this mannequin guy,
both of the mannequins in his family.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He put, you know what? You put roller skates on him, so he just kind of, you know.
I don't know.
I want him to do it.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to contact him on your own time.
I really want him to do it.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with you.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know, it doesn't matter where we're going, but I can tell you that off air, Nikki and I were involved in a... I don't feel like it was a discussion. I was more watching as Nikki was purchasing movie tickets.
I was doubting and not sure what to do because of you and Eric.
What? See, why are you so worried? Tell them what, like, where do you like to buy seats, Nikki?
So we go to a theater where you pick your seats.
Yes, you do.
Best thing ever. Can't go to any other theater. It makes it really hard when you don't have that freedom to do it.
It actually makes me not go anywhere else.
And these have recliner seats, which we also can't sit in regular theater seats anymore, too. So it's hard. But when I go to the movies, I like to sit. So, you know, like middle, right? Middle, up, and then to the left. So, like, very left. Like, pretty close to the
end. All the way to the end of the row?
Not the whole end, but, like, one and a half in. Because I don't want people around. Like, I'd rather have open seats around me.
Mm-hmm.
My purse would like a seat, but I don't feel like paying.
You know? Extra for that seat.
And Eric has a seat. So, I assume there's
less... Wait, so are you saying when we go to the movies, I have to hold your purse? Is that
You don't have to hold my purse. There's hopefully going to be a seat next to me for it.
For the purse, okay.
Yeah, but the farther out you go, the less likely it is someone will be around you. Because they're going to pick middle and down.
Yeah.
So, I usually go middle, up, left.
And why? Because you don't want to sit by anybody.
I just like to have privacy. Privacy.
I go into public for privacy.
No. No, but I really do like to have, everybody likes to have buffer seats. No one wants to sit next to people if you don't have to.
Man, when I went to see Power Rangers, I ended up in, I'm not even kidding, like in between two kids. It was like a mom and kids and a mom and kids.
Yeah.
And I had bought my seat early and I was in between these two groups.
See, if you would have gone out more, they probably wouldn't have been there.
I did choose something towards the middle.
Told ya. So that's what I like, but I didn't want to do that to you and Eric if it was, so I picked middle,
yeah,
like row D, and normally I'm up higher. I picked row D, right to the left.
Well, you originally were going to say row E, and I didn't want E, but I wasn't going to say anything.
Sure, no, I picked down lower.
You picked D, I appreciate that.
It's a big stadium one, so
it is big.
There's lots of rows, but I picked middle down.
Now, did you seat me in between you and Eric so I can sit by both of you?
Because
I want to be able to talk to both of you during the movie.
You can do that if you want. Really, we can pick from the three seats what we would like.
Okay.
So. Tickets are done.
All right, well, that's great. The Riot's going to the movies. It's exciting, guys.
We haven't gone to the movies together since February.
Oh, yep, that's right. I went with Eric and Nikki on their Valentine's Day date.
And who else came?
Oh, my dad!
That's your right. dad came
and
too.
My dad came.
I thought it was so much fun.
So, yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, good times.
Everybody had fun. Nobody complained, at least to our face.
Nope, perfectly fine.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Oh, do you know the sweet sensation of pulling a good nail off? It's just like, ah. Oh.